In 1964, Marshall McLuhan wrote the book, Understanding Media, The Extensions of Man. In that work, he coined the phrase, the medium is the message. It essentially claimed that the medium in which a story was told was more important than the content of the story itself. It was a revolutionary thought, one that deeply affects us today. That book is now playing on Broadway. It's being offered in two parts. One is titled Network, the other Inc. Of course, the two plays are not based on McLuhan's writing, but it's hard to believe the book wasn't an influence. Both stage productions are brilliant as they chillingly support McLuhan's claim that public opinion can be shaped by the manner in which the information is presented. Individually, each play is a satisfying drama with excellent acting and brilliant staging that keeps you involved in a story that is critical to understanding the world in which we live. Both Network and Inc. examine how a vital form of communication can be hijacked by those who know how to exploit large numbers of people. Once upon a time, like in 1976, when the film Network, written by Paddy Chayefsky, came out, people watched television nightly and believed in the integrity of the news anchor. Network uses the premise that Howard Beale, a popular newscaster, goes crazy after being fired for bad ratings. He threatens to kill himself on air, and his network recognizes he's unintentionally plugged into the sensationalism the public wants. As he taps into a market of the disenfranchised, his motto becomes, I'm mad as hell and won't take this anymore. It's no longer important what a news anchor is saying. The public plugs into his passion and takes up the chant, and his ratings soar. Network shows how the cult of the news anchor as an opinion-shaping personality can be established. The production is energy personified, as television monitors are everywhere, capturing the trivial and offering close-ups to the personal moment. Amidst this controlled chaos, Bryan Cranston is always the center of attention as he offers a brilliant performance of the disturbed, confused, and enlightened Howard Beale. Cranston is terrific as the weary man who has lost his identity, his purpose, and a reason to live. It's a masterful, gut-wrenching performance. If there is a problem with the work, is that in 1976, the material seemed a cautionary tale as it predicted what might be the future. Sadly, in today's world, it seems almost tame to see a passionate madman pontificating on television. Indeed, Network seems more like a story about how we got to where we are rather than a scary description of what could happen. It's fascinating, yet rather toothless. However, Inc. is a different situation. We see a group of journalists rebel against the status quo and take the power from the establishment. They take the radical approach that the news belongs to the people and they are committed to change the delivery system. As one character explains, the readers produce their own content. They become the storytellers. Network is fiction, Inc. is real. In 1969, an Australian entrepreneur, Robert Murdoch, purchased a dismally performing London newspaper, The Sun, and turned it into the most popular, influential paper in the country. In its quest for massive readership, the paper pandered to low taste and turned the broadsheet into a populist tabloid. Along the way, it destroyed journalistic integrity by glorifying fake news. What makes Inc. so disturbing is that for most of the first act, it's almost impossible not to root for this group of people. They were talented but ignored by the editors from the elite papers, either because they weren't educated at the right schools, had inferior social connections, or just because they were the wrong sex. In other words, the system was fixed against them, and many in the audience could relate to their resentment. Such feelings of empathy make you feel culpable when the excesses of their behavior are revealed in the second act. The Frankenstein monster has been released from its cage, and we watched while it was being created. Not only did we watch, we were passive participants. There's no single performance in Inc. equal to Cranston and Network, but the work of Bertie Carvel as Murdoch and Johnny Lee Miller as the driven editor Larry Lamb are amazing. Together they form one horrible and disreputable person whom it is impossible to hate. That just might be a definition of evil. And should you be thinking that the stories are different because Network is about television and Inc. is about print, think again. When, at the end of Inc., Murdoch says he is thinking of buying a television network in the United States, you could hear the entire audience shudder. We know the end of that story as well. The medium has become the message, And the two tough, insightful plays help us to realize just how that happened over the past 50 years. Network continues at the Belasco Theater in New York City through June 8th. Inc. has been extended until June 28th by the Manhattan Theater Club at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater in New York City. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.